You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is on the phone line to take a weather forecast look at the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start right here in the Midwest, Drew. Farmers are starting to get itchy and thinking about at least moving some equipment around, but it's been awful cold. I suspect it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, you know, it's just not the best scenario playing out right now. We have three shots of cool air coming at the heart of the Midwest as we go forward through this next full week. The first one's going to be innocent. It's going across the region already today. It's not a big deal. We've got a little bit of shower activity occurring and some snow that will occur across the Great Lakes region. But it's really the second and third waves of cold that will be most significant. The second one arrives in the northwestern Corn Belt as we go into Friday morning. And there will be snow up there. Again, this will be the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. The frontal boundary races across the Midwest and does so quickly that there's not much precipitation that comes with it. And that's probably the best news I can hand out. But the temperatures will be dropping precipitously across the region. As we get into the weekend coming up, we're going to see afternoon temperatures falling back to the teens and 20s across the northernmost parts of the Midwest. That'd be from the Dakotas over to parts of northern Michigan. The lower Midwest will probably see temperatures that'll be a little bit more 30s and 40s when the coldest air finally settles in, which will be probably Sunday. Certainly Saturday morning will be fairly nippy. And we'll probably see Saturday morning's temperatures still flirting with zero, for crying out loud, in the northernmost fringes of the Midwest. A lot of single digits and teens across the north, and then the southern areas will still be seeing temperatures more in the 20s and perhaps some 30s. But this is only the second of the three waves of cold. The third one shows up next week during the early to middle part of the week, and it just reinforces this whole scenario one more time. We're going to see freezes down into the Delta. We're going to see them in the Tennessee River Basin and parts of the interior southeast probably next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe Thursday even. And so the cold is going to be anchored in the region. We'll see more of these teens and 20s across a large part of the Midwest for highs during the coldest period in the north. In the south, we'll probably still see some 30s and 40s. But this is supposed to be spring.
It's supposed to be spring starting tomorrow, at the noon hour, I think. So we're not going to warm up just yet. Tell me a little bit about South American weather, too, please.
Well, I think they are seeing at least some stability. Argentina is going to see some better weather. They've been really quite wet in recent weeks, a little bit too wet perhaps for some of their sunseed harvest, but most of the corn and soybeans have not been negatively impacted at this point. But they certainly need dry weather. They're going to see that actually over the next week. I don't think there's going to be much precipitation at all in Argentina. Temperatures will be seasonable, but they will be kind of nippy on Saturday morning. We're watching real closely, getting down a little bit closer to the frost range in some locations, but that is not in the official forecast, so don't run with that. But it will be cool in Argentina this weekend. It looks as though the Brazil situation is still one of which heavy rain has been plaguing some of the southern areas, and that continues today. Parts of Paraguay, Rio Grande do Sul, some neighboring areas in Paraná, and parts of Mato Grosso do Sul have all been either subjected to the heavy rains or will be in the next 24 hours. And then it looks as though the rest of Brazil will see showers and thunderstorms scattering around, but they won't be heavy, and we'll see a good mix of rain and sunshine. Most of the crops will continue doing well. And the harvest seems to be working along just fine in Brazil, even though it's been wet at times. So we don't have too many issues down there at the moment.
That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.